Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is it still too hot for you?
I got used to it already.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, it only took like 24 hours.
What
now
a flip-flop.
Well, not a flip-flop. No, I hated the immediacy of it going from not being warm to then being extremely warm. Hated that. Remain hating that. And now 24 hours later, we're like, all right, now we're used to it.
That still sounds like a flip-flop.
No but chance is that a flip-flop. In what world is that a flip-flop? That goes from hating...
I think everybody that just listens...
All right, we need a judgment on this.
This is like the German linebacker, does it rhyme?
How
where
am I not,
you were just
how am I not
impossibly wrong on
how am
it?
How am I not hearing this? So like, what I instantly hated was the idea that we went from 70 degrees to then like 95 in extreme heat. It was the immediacy of going from... like if we were, it's not the heat that I was bothered by. It was the idea that we went from one extreme to another as quick as we did.
I don't think you had that nuance in your take yesterday.
That was the whole take. It was the whole take. I'm not letting you rewrite this take. That was the whole take.
I think you're rewriting the take. I think the rest of us heard your take clear as day. It was a straight ahead bleep the heat, and now you're trying to run it back a little bit.
Bleep the immediacy of the heat. Like, give me some.
You not once did you use immediacy as a word yesterday.
When I go into the shower, do I instantly go in blazing hot temperature? No. No, we go in there and you ease into the shower. You go. It's a little warm, and then as you're in the shower longer, it goes a little bit warmer, a little bit warmer.
Thank God you're explaining showers.
That's what I want out of the temperature. That's what I want out of the temperature. Give me like a gradual. One day it's 85, then it's 87, then it's 89,
and
then it's 90, then it's 91. That's the only thing I said yesterday.
I think you just said
there
was a nebulous bleep the heat.
Oh, you know I'll get mad at anything today, so you're just gonna wind me up like a wind-up doll.
Listen, you're getting too upset.
I'll just be your toy today.
You're getting too upset.
And you can get me to just get angry about everything. You got me angry about pizza. You got me angry about a stupid weather take that I don't even care about.
And I get
now you're getting me angry about Shador Sanders. You just know I'm in a mood today.
I think you just need to take some pizza and just calm down because you may be getting a little hangry. You're trying to rewrite.
So that's the spin. No. He's going to get me angry to then be like, you're hangry, and that pizza over there, that's going to get you through.
I just can't let you rewrite
what
history.
What slippery wizard nonsense is happening today?
I just can't let you.
Lima's off this week. You don't have to play Lima. It's okay.
I cannot let you rewrite yesterday's show where you just kind of had a nebulous bleep the heat. Oh, it's too hot. Conversation.
No, that's not what it was.
And you're backfilling in a great way, by the way.
It was the extremes is all it was. It was going from that to that.
If you said that yesterday, I'd be like.
I did say that yesterday. Oh, get the tape. The only thing I said yesterday.
He just went full Seinfeld. I did say that yesterday.
We said it yesterday.
Just have some pizza. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay that you're flip-flopping on your heat take. Oh. It really is okay.
I mean, he often just makes up things that I say, but I don't know why. This one is just out of pocket today.
I don't think it is.
Out of pocket today.
216-474-0092. If you remember JP's heat conversation, who's right here? Is it me who's just trying to keep a clean record here for everybody
like
out
three,
there?
I think, Jake, I think it was even like 3 o'clock yesterday, if you want to go back into the log.
I think it was 5 hours of bleep the heat.
Pull that one back up.
I don't think Jake has to pull it. No, I think we're going to see if the audience... recalls what you're spinning here, and we'll see from there.
It was like a minute and a half, maybe like 30 seconds.
So, by the way, 5 hour shift.
If it was, memorable for anybody, I'd be shocked.
I think people knew what you did, and it's okay. It's okay.
Knew what I did.
It's just a weird thing
knew
to flip flop on.
I did.
I think it's just a weird.
He's not
thing.
Even good at the slippery wizard game. That's the part that bothers me the most. If you were good at it, I might just be like Jeter hat respect. Cool. You're not even good at it. You just say things.
I don't know. This seems like you're on the offensive, and you're trying to like spin it in a specific way. I think there's somebody here trying to pull some slippery wizard stuff, and I think the audience knows who it is.
Oh, do they?
It's a guy that needs a piece of pizza, and it ain't my fat ass.
I'm not hangry yet. I do get hangry.
Left a record show.
I do get hangry, and I'm in a mood today too. So we are ready. We are ready. We are ready to go after it.
At any point in this 5 minutes of conversation,
we are ready to go after it today. If you want
now, so now that you're
just going to use me as a wind up doll today, I get it.
Now
I know the theme of today.
There are worse types of dolls to be used as. They're
yeah, that's true.
See, you're welcome.
Easy now.
So
that was very
now
well
that
done,
you're good
and
frothed
now.
At the mouth. Lance Erline, who's already said he's not going to come on the show. We reached out to him.
Yeah, thanks, Lance.
And his rebuttal was, I'm not trying to put Jake on blast here. His rebuttal was something like, nah, I don't want to kick the hornet's nest with Shedeur Sanders.
No, I used that phrase for him.
Okay.
He did not say that. Once he responded and said he wasn't interested because he didn't want to, I think he said stoke the flame.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so he doesn't want to kick the hornet's nest is what he doesn't want to do, which is wild because once you already do that, you've already done it.
Yeah. You should just take your 15 minutes of fame and just enjoy it. Or he's already afraid of the Shahive, as they're known. He went on Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network, of course, our sister station, and took a pretty big swing at media members with their coverage of Shedeur Sanders.
I had people from the media reach out either through text message or direct message saying, man, I can't believe you said that because this is the same way I feel. But everyone was afraid of taking the heat. I mean, to be honest with you, the media is afraid of Dion, at least the national media who deals in television. They're afraid of dealing with the Dion. They're afraid of the pushback and the blowback from people on Twitter. I don't care. Like, the truth is the truth. So it doesn't matter to me.
Sounds like he cares.
Also,
sounds like he cares a lot.
No,
if he doesn't want to come on this station and defend it, it sounds like he cares a lot.
This also sounds like, you know what? No one's going to say it, but I'm going to say it. Sounds a little bit of self-propelling there.
Well, then not going on the radio here in Cleveland where Shedeur plays to then say it.
Are we too soft on Shedeur is, I think, where this takes
us. This was one of the more mind-blowing things I've ever heard. Last week, Ross Tucker came on this station because Ross will at least defend his own takes, but between Ross, between Colin Cowherd, they acted like somebody with speeding tickets had all of a sudden committed real crimes against humanity here. And I don't know how we got to this spot where Shedeur is being treated too soft. Are you kidding me? People undressed Shedeur Sanders last week as if he had committed real, actual felonies instead of driving a little too fast on the highway. The nitpicking attached to Shedeur last week and the people leaving Shador's side based off of traffic and speeding tickets tells me there's no way that he's ever been considered too soft or treated too soft. Like, the people went after Shedeur last week for things that we don't go after other people for. Lamar Jackson went 105. Nobody even blinked an eye about it and was like, okay. And he was like, okay, fine. He just posted on his social media accounts and everything was okay.
Zach Edey literally went 101 miles an hour the same day.
And nobody cared. Because you shouldn't care if a guy goes 101. You shouldn't care about speeding tickets for players. And people acted like Shedeur Sanders had legitimately done something massively wrong.
So I do think we're too soft on Shedeur. I think we're too hard on Shedeur. Because I think there are two camps in the media right now, and same thing with fans. I think there are people who think this guy is the most underrated thing, and he got jobbed, and there's collusion, and all the different words. And then I think there are people who think that's asinine, and it was just about the pre-draft process, nothing to do with Dion, nothing to do with the big brand stuff, which the NFL has shown time and time again that they're very uncomfortable with, players having significant brands of their own. And on the while, I feel like I'm in the middle looking at both sides being like, you could press Shedeur more and you could maybe give the kid a benefit of the doubt.
I mean, I just see it more one-sided because I look at a kid that fell to the fifth round, which if you want to talk about punishment, that's $40 million that he lost out on. But he went to the fifth round based off of all these other things. Apparently, we were too soft, but it all of a sudden had his draft stock plummet 5 rounds. That sounds like somebody that not only had the right amount of media criticism, but obviously then had the ripple effects attached to it through NFL circles to have him fall that far.
Here's the thing. I don't believe anyone in the NFL is afraid of Deion Sanders. That's, to me, where Lance is the most out of pocket in all this. Oh, I've had people text. Okay.
Right. Why would they be scared of Deion?
Well, it's the NFL. Does anybody in the NFL look like they're afraid of anything other than like giving players fully guaranteed contracts? Other than that, is there anything that really scares the NFL? Concussion lawsuits. Other than that, is there anything putting end racism in the back of the... No, the point is, no one thinks about Deion Sanders. Like, this is where, okay, Deion should not have been his son's agent, proven true. That's just Shiloh probably would have been drafted.
Right.
Shedeur probably would have been a top three-round pick if Shador had been given the kind of advice he needed. But this, we're turning this guy into, like, guys, he doesn't have that kind of power. It's the same reason why, like, when people were like, hey, is Deion trying to steer his kids some way? The NFL spoke. You don't have that power. Wait. We'd rather just not deal with you. We're not afraid of you. We're just going to ignore you.
Tell me the break that Shador Sanders has actually gotten. Like in the NFL.
Other than the ones given to us by his father?
No, again, that's Colorado, that's everything. We're talking about what Lance Zierlein is discussing, the media being too soft in the NFL draft process and then being taken in the NFL. Tell me the break that Shador Sanders has gotten. Because the timeline shows that he fell all the way to the fifth round based off of the media criticism and everything associated with his dad and everything that accompanies that. And then since being here, he has not taken a single rep with the number ones, which is not something that I feel like is being given any sort of credence or anything like that. And then he's been lambasted for speeding tickets as if he all of a sudden murdered a guy. Like, I mean, it's wild to me that anyone thinks that he's gotten some sort of pass or anyone's been soft on him or anything of that ilk. It just... Where's the proof in that?
I would say any of the Shador apologists and their rebuttals of him and their heavy-handed rebuttal, like thinking specifically of like Mel Kiper and Louis Riddick on the dais of the spending the next 3 days of the draft talking more about Shador and how wronged he's been. But
where's the actual results of the idea that they were okay? Fine, Mel Kiper goes to bat for him hard in the paint. Good for Mel. It is what it is. Where's the results because of Mel doing that that has benefited Shador Sanders?
I don't think they. By the way,
they don't exist.
But I don't think the media hammering him is why he went to the fifth round. I think Shador went in the fifth round because of his actions in the pre-draft process. And the fact that if he was a first-round talent, I don't think he would have suffered from them the way he did being a second- or third-round talent, which is what I think the NFL collectively thought he was before the shenanigans.
So do we feel like if the media is too soft or the media is too hard in the case of Shador Sanders, it doesn't matter in general anyway?
No, I mean, I think it probably matters to be that kid. And I think it matters in terms of how we treat kind of lightning rod type. And he's not a lightning rod. He's a lightning rod because he has got a social media following and because of the family name. But no, do I think inevitably it's harmed his career? No, I don't. Listen, I think if the media does not influence the Browns, if the Browns are punishing him for speeding tickets or the pre-draft process. The Browns are doing that because they want to make some statement because they've bought into not just their own ideology on how Shador handled the pre-draft process, but how other teams bought into it.
I guess the main point is that if anyone is being soft when it comes to Shador, it hasn't benefited him in the slightest bit. Because he has not gotten, since he's been drafted in the NFL, by the way, the fifth round, no part of this has been a cakewalk for him. Like, it's all been hard. None of this has been easy. And some of this has been him making it harder on himself. There's an acknowledgement there, but like none of this is, no part of him is benefited by even being the last name Sanders since being taken to the NFL.
Shams Charania is reporting that Ohio native, Cleveland Browns fan, CJ McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second round pick are headed to the Washington Wizards from the Pelicans for Jordan Poole, your guy.
Oh, the pool party.
Sadiq Bey and the 40th pick in the NBA draft. How are we feeling?
It feels bad for CJ McCollum. I mean, his career is just going to die now in Washington.
I mean, well, him and...
He was already on life support.
Him and Chris Middleton together just making $30 million a year to win 15 games maybe next year.
That's tough.
It does take the pool party off the platform for Team Peterlin.
For now.
And Team Pizzaland. Are we too soft on Shador?
Pizzaland is not going to catch on.
No, that's when you're in the pursuit of pizza.
Yeah.
Would you rather?
Smith was in the pursuit of happiness. I'm in the pursuit of pizza.
Would you rather Johnny Pizza?
Johnny Pizza?
Just, that would be like a pizza porn.
What are you talking about?
I got a large pepperoni pizza here. It's Johnny Pizza.
Pursuit of Pizza sounds like the bootleg version of Pursuit of Happiness.
And I think it also sounds like the adult version, and not saying I wouldn't watch. In my younger days, I'm a family man now, guys. Are we too soft on Shador Sanders? A huge NFL announcement, which was met with crickets. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I still don't believe a word he says anyway. Like, if he actually looks good this year, I think he'd come back for another season. I don't believe a lot of things. Like, I don't believe the idea that he says, once I'm retired, you'll just never hear from me or see from me again.
All right, so...
Not believing that.
I think neither things are believable. Meaning, I actually think it probably is his last year here. last year in the NFL, but I'm not going to take his word for it. There's nothing that that guy can say.
He's never shown you any track of honesty.
So that being said, I thought it was just funny how there usually when a future Hall of Famer, 20-year NFL career, face of the league kind of quarterback, former Super Bowl winning quarterback, when they kind of hint towards retirement, people go crazy. A lot of people just were like, okay.
Because we've been the boy who cried wolf with him too many times. He's just told us too many things, and not even retirement adjacent. He's just told us too many things in the past that where we just kind of, we just take it with a shrug emoji because he changes so much within himself and so many in just a short time frame that what he thinks right now is not anywhere close to what he'll think 9-10 months from now.
So I think the other thing is, I also think I think nobody cares that he's retiring.
We kind of just want him away from us anyway.
I think there's a fair amount of people who just want Aaron Rodgers gone because
yeah, I think that's
fair. He's an annoying troll who I think, and a lot of people, not mine, but he's an annoying troll who abuses his own platform. And again, I see, I'm intrigued in him going to Pittsburgh because I think he's going to be better than people realize. And I think better than people realize in a situation tailored to him with enough talent to win, I expect Aaron Rodgers to be in the playoffs next year. But I think most people are not only do they hope that doesn't happen, they hope he fails egregiously and then we just never have to hear from him again.
I'm in the second camp. I hope he fails egregiously and then we never have to hear from him again. But even within that, I don't think that he's just going to disappear the way that he says he will.
No. He'll try and get the Tom Brady payday on TV or something
for
like
sure.
that.
For sure. But if he has the season that you think he will, because you've been pretty strong in his corner so far, when it comes to his playing ability, I have a hard time thinking he will just step away and call it a day. I think right now he thinks that because he actually sees some of the limitations that he has, and last year didn't go very well for him.
I actually think the only reason he's playing this year, if you already know, I just got one more year in me, or hey man, I think the only reason he's playing is how badly it went last year
to try to rewrite.
That
it was so awful.
I don't know that he cares about that. I think he cares internally about being able to say, I went out on top.
I did it my way song?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's so funny when we try and apply Aaron caring what anyone thinks. Aaron sure has a lot of the earmarks of a textbook narcissist, although I'm not diagnosing. I'm just pointing out a lot of people have used that specific word with him. So, no. I mean, he wants to be able to, when people, 20 years from now, 5 years from now, 12 months from now, when he's golfing with whatever I'm trying to say it without saying it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Just say it.
Have some Senka.
Say it with your chest.
When he goes golfing with a bunch of his weird narcissist buddies, he doesn't want to hear, wow, that last year really stunk. That's why I think he saw it. He's like, all right, Pittsburgh's a good enough team. I can go win there. And if I go out with either a Super Bowl, an AFC title game, or just a playoff appearance and playoff win in Pittsburgh, I don't have to get the crap from people who talk nonstop about how he stunk at the end.
Yeah, I think sometimes athletes overrate and they overthink that. Like Brett Favre, for instance, in the sack, the Corey Wooten sack that ended his career. Nobody thinks like Minnesota was just an awful time and it was a failure or anything like that. Or even the Jets time that he had. What we think about right now is that he was trying to basically defraud his own state, his own home state.
Of himself to people.
Yeah, like what you do, I think, after you retire, and I think what you do in retirement and all that stuff will overtake what happens in the final couple years of your career. And then obviously the most important parts too, like the Super Bowls and everything else associated with that. The MVPs that you've won, things like that matter the most, not the last couple years.
Unless you win a Super Bowl.
Well, if you're Tom Brady, it's different, right? If Tom Brady, he wins the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay, and that was more important for a couple different reasons, the biggest being that he showed he could do it without Bill. Like, there was something tied to his legacy already that he wasn't going to be able to escape from unless he won somewhere else. Whereas I don't think Aaron Rodgers lives with that. Like, he's not tied to, hey, was it Aaron Rodgers or Mike McCarthy? No one ever thinks that way.
Well, but I do think, I think this is maybe similar to like Peyton at the end of his career. People don't remember Peyton wasn't any good that last year. They just remember Peyton's got two Super Bowls.
Right, that's why people forget the second Super Bowl with him.
That actually might be, like, again, I don't think Aaron really cares about any of the external noise because he enjoys stirring it up too much and being just the dumbest provocateur on the damn planet. Just what a completely wasted effort of a human being and a platform. Now, that being said, I also think he understands that ring culture is a real thing. And yeah, there's a part of the conversation around him that getting a decent chance, and I think it's a decent chance, not a great chance, a decent chance to chase one more ring, yeah, it couldn't hurt. And certainly, if you do win the ring in Pittsburgh, I think that carries as much water as winning almost anywhere in the NFL because they're a historically great franchise.
Yeah, and obviously he's going to believe in his ability still. I don't believe in him for him, but he's going to believe in him. So if he thinks that this could be, because there is something about Aaron Rodgers not being in the all-time great quarterback discussions, although he's won a million league MVPs, he did only win the one Super Bowl. And like that does go against him in many ways.
So if we ask
a question. And his lackluster playoff record, too, on top of it, by the way.
If we ask, is Aaron Rodgers' legacy riding on this year, I don't think it's just a specific yes or no. To your credit, if he stinks it up and he just washes out of the NFL and that's just his career, 10 years from now, we're going to remember the Super Bowl. We're going to remember the championships. But do I think there's a way he can improve his legacy? Yes. I almost think it's like a no-lose situation if you're Aaron. Because of what you said. It definitely is. And so, like, even something as simple as, hey, that last year he was in the NFL and then he went to a AFC title game and they lost to Mahomes because everybody loses to Mahomes.
That's it. And you say, oh, I was 40 years old. It happens.
And 41 years old.
Father Time's undefeated. Who knew?
And
everyone.
He got at least one playoff win to get there, the first playoff win in Pittsburgh since a decade.
Uh-huh. I'll be really impressed if he wins a playoff game. I need to make that abundantly clear because I don't see it happening, but I'll be really impressed if he does, only because the list of people past 40 that are great at this quarterback thing, it's Tom Brady and that's it.
Do you think he has to be great in Pittsburgh this year for them to do that? Because I don't.
Well, I just mean the idea that he won a playoff game. Like, it will always be a defensive-minded team. That's Tomlin. Look at the top five contracts on that team are all the defensive side of the ball. They've put all their resources towards that. So it's always going to be defensive first and then what you do from there. But yeah, like, if you win a playoff game, that's huge.
I mean, I think if he is, if he's just what he was overall last year, and I'm not talking about who he was, but you have to think about like the average of the last five games versus the first, I want to say seven games. If you average that out this year in Pittsburgh, they're going to the playoffs.
I mean, so I looked up earlier from week 11 on where he was last year, and he was the 18th best quarterback in the NFL. Like, that's good enough play in that system with Pittsburgh. If they have the defense that they typically have, like, you could put something together there.
And again, that approximation of Aaron, some average what he did last year, and I wouldn't be surprised if he was a little bit better than that because you're year two removed from the Achilles injury. If all he is who he was, not only do you get to the playoffs, it gives you a really good chance to win a playoff game. Doesn't mean a definitive. He's got to be a step better to be a definitive win in the playoffs kind of quarterback at this point, but yeah, I just think it's a really interesting spot where the correct and proper response is Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, it's pretty sure it's my last year. Who gives a rip? That is the appropriate response now, and it will be the appropriate response if he does retire in a year. Mm-hmm. But he's got 6 months this football season to elevate his narrative, and there's not a lot of 41-year-old quarterbacks can say that about themselves going into their final. Peyton in this final year couldn't say that. And honestly, not just Peyton, Drew Brees. Drew Brees couldn't say that in his final year.
I do think he's going to fall into that Tom Brady category of guys that retire and then unretire, and it's just, and then you're constantly wondering for how many years after will they come back again?
Oh, see, I think the rumor will be floated. The one thing I will say is when he decides he's done with football,
maybe that's how he gets his attention. Is that he just gets the rumors floated and then he has conversations based off of that?
Exactly, and that really is the biggest part of this. Man, I just gotta say, like, I think there's a lot of people hoping, hey, let's just get through the next 6 months. Let's get after the fact that I don't have to talk about Aaron Rodgers anymore. It's like, Why do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to let that happen? Like, at some point, this guy is going to force himself, ingratiate himself into the conversation that no one's asking him for.
Can I tell you something I found really funny? Not really football related with the Aaron Rodgers situation, but I do think it's a little weird. How is it we don't know a thing about who his wife is?
Because she doesn't exist.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now. He's not married. No, this is a makeup thing.
Think about it. Like, so I was on TMZ the other day, and I'm like, if anybody were to have this, it would be TMZ. They would be the people that would be the ones behind all this, right? And I got everything that Shohei's interpreter that's in prison. I got his day-by-day, hour-by-hour schedule for what he's going to eat in prison. But like TMZ can't figure out who... Oh, yeah, there was like some baked fish on there. I was like, oh, geez, prison food. I don't know about
that's the stuff they put on the record. The stuff he's going to have to eat that's not on the record is the real problem.
You're a real good friend to Shohei for taking that fall, buddy. Yeah. You're a real good friend. But the point is that how is it that like TMZ, this is their area, how do we not know who his wife is? He's legitimately married, had the ring and everything, and we have no information on her?
He has a ring, and he said he was married. I don't know if that means it's legitimately married.
Fair. Very fair. It is just a ring, and it's just him telling us this. So you think this is all a ruse?
Yeah. They, do you realize how many times he's been papped walking on the beach in L.A. or in California with a ring on his hand by himself?
This is like my girlfriend goes to a different school. Is that what you're telling us is happening here with Aaron Rodgers?
I'm not saying it's Lene Kukua. Great,
I love this theory by the way.
Lene Kukua.
This is fantastic. I need you to swerve into this one right until the point we find out who she actually is.
But I just don't believe
you
it.
You just don't think it's real?
How
do we not have info on this? Like, this is the thing TMZ would find out. This is the thing we all should know who this is.
We found out about a woman named Blue Earth.
I know.
He never mentioned her name. He never mentioned her name. We just found out. Oh, he's dating this absolute bat bleep insane person.
What's the long play if it's actually fake? Like, because at some point you do have to come and face the music with that you made up a wife. You can't do that.
No, we can do this. Yes, it can.
Does she die in a tragic ATV accident or something? And he just tries to say
another
like
Kukua reference.
I know. Like, what do we do? What's the end game here?
The end game.
How does this end?
You control your family, who he clearly still doesn't have a great relationship with. If you weren't at the wedding, he control everybody for guessing who's he married to. And I do think he can spend a whole thing. You know, as a married man, I've really changed since I got married in a way that is completely insincere, but totally Aaron Rodgers.
Or is it one of those three things? I added a fourth for you here. Is it the idea that he could say, wow, classic media really does believe just anything anybody will tell you?
That's it. Yeah. Yep. And by the way,
it was so easy to fool everybody. Everybody thought I was married and I never even did it.
It can be one of the four things, or it can be multiple of those together. He's a goofy, maybe crazy, like narcissist. Like, there's really like the idea that there's like I just found love.
Okay, I have a hard time thinking TMZ is asleep at the wheel on this one.
Like, oh no,
this is the type of thing they investigate and they try to find out.
They've got people in every place that they could find Aaron. If by the end of training camp we don't have a name, occupation, social security number, if she is not heavily doxxed, it's because she doesn't exist.
I like this theory. It made me feel a lot better than finding out what Shohei's interpreter was eating in prison.
Which we still can't talk about on air. 216-474-0092. Aaron Rodgers says this will be his last year. Is his legacy riding on this year? And I just grade the conspiracy theory. I think he's really married. I think it's a complete made-up thing, and God knows why he's doing it. And I think we have to face the reality.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Reality. That JP may have just become more of a guy's guy in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. You've been accused by others on this station of not being a guy's guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fairness, when we tried to nail down what a guy's guy is, None of us came away feeling like we wanted to be a guy's guy. Anybody, you get a man's man, now that's something you want to aspire to.
It kind of sounded like a guy's guy was a man's man in many ways.
But it
like
was.
A complete and utter what can you do around the house and what can you do with home improvement, essentially.
But the alternative was men who attract other men in friendship, which, again, not something I think, that's not like a feather in anyone's cap that we're looking for here. Turns out, though, you might have just become more of a guy's guy.
All right, I want to hear how you explain this to me, because all I was doing was telling you a story about me buying a mini saw and taking care of. We came back from Chicago, and we have this big tree in the front yard, and it's separated, part of it separated, and it was hanging down, and I needed a mini saw. So I bought a mini saw, and then I was out sawing this morning. Last night and this morning.
Ironically, maybe for the first time ever in show history, I think you're downplaying this a little bit.
I mean, it really was no big deal. I just bought myself a mini saw, and I was just sawing it up.
Because you got the one saw, you sawed up the first thing, and then you got on a saw roll.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, I was cooking.
Like when I knew that you might have become a little bit more of a guy's guy, buying a saw doesn't mean you're a guy's guy. Plenty of men will buy that, never use the darn thing. Using it once doesn't, but when the first time you feel the power of a chainsaw and you go, that was fun, and then you go looking for more things to chainsaw.
I was sawing up things that did not need to be sawed.
I did that.
It was a lot of fun.
I did that in Charlotte and really pissed my landlord off. It was falling towards my car, or so I thought, and I started chopping this tree down, and then it was just impossible to get down, and I was like, maybe it wasn't dying after all.
Basically, any of the trees that had kind of maybe semi got in my way when I was mowing the lawn,
absolutely.
I was like, you're gone now. And so we just chopped those things right off.
No, see, you got on a heater. You got a sawing heater, of course. Yeah, that's a very... I don't see how you don't see that as a guy's guy moment.
Well, so the worry I have, though, within this, and maybe this stems from a couple weeks ago, me talking about how I've hit elite status at Lowe's all of a sudden because I spend so much money there. And so...
It's a money brag as well.
Not a money brag. More of a...
It's a money
that
brag.
It was grouped into the idea that I'm just at Lowe's a decent amount these days.
Okay.
But I feel like in the past like 3 weeks, it feels like every other day I've just told different stories about me doing what is perceived to be guy's guy things. And I wonder if I am overcompensating just a little bit here.
Oh, so you're thinking it's the other way.
I don't know if it's become obvious or not, but I feel like I can't even say anything that's remotely manly man or guy's guy. Like, I was hesitant to bring up the mini saw story because I thought you guys would be like, oh, you're just trying to be a guy's guy or a man's man.
I mean, I wouldn't have thought
that.
Have thought that till you said it.
Oh, so I was in the clear until I outed myself.
You might have blown yourself
up. But
it's like Aaron Rodgers with an invisible wife.
Does it count that it was genuine? I saw the job I had to do. I got the tools to do the job. I had a lot of fun doing the job. And then proceed to do even more of said job around my property.
You keep selling that. Because now I'm starting to believe back again that you became more of a guy's guy.
I'm having fun with this.
How much fun? Like, did you smile while you were doing it? Like,
I'll
you
got to
sell some details.
You know what I thought a lot about today? I thought a lot about the show, obviously. But in being here, like in between the break, outside of avoiding that pizza that's sitting right there.
Yeah, which is only a matter of time.
Well, I can't wait to get home to saw up more things.
Yeah, that's a guy's guy move there.
Like, I'm excited. The way
you're
that I get excited.
Thinking about sawing things. Up, that's
yeah. The way that I get excited,
you're like 2% more virile now just because you said it.
Like, I want to go to a golf course, and I think about going to a golf course, you know, and you spend all your days like, all right, when can I go hit golf balls again? That's how I feel about with this mini saw right now. I can't wait to get home and just chop more things up.
I will say, when you say I can't wait to go hit more golf balls, you then reduce the guy's guy part of this.
Well, I am just me at the end of the day, Nick.
I know, but I think my point
it is just me.
You got a bump and then you took the bump away.
That's fine. If I'll take a bump for liking golf, which, by the way, I think is a very guy's guy thing to do, liking golf. It's one of the more participated in sports in this country.
Golf is not a manly man thing. Golf is, I mean, you've seen other golfers. That's not a cornucopia of, you know, lumberjacks and blacksmiths and thing like that.
They are at the Publix I play at, man's man.
So it's a sliding scale?
Well, I mean, we get all kinds of people at those public courses.
Not all kinds.
We get a lot of kinds.
Do you? You get a very specific kind.
Oh, stop it.
I'm just saying.
You stop it.
I've been to a lot of golf courses. I've seen a kind. Like, I don't know that I've seen a cornucopia of humans, is what I'm saying.
I've seen a cornucopia of humans. Golfed with a lot of people, all kinds of kinds.
Okay. Hey, yeah, I believe you. Yeah. The golf community commends your selling a fight there. 216-474-0092. Did JP just become, this is where we try and land the plane? Possibly. More of a guy's guy. I think so. I think you're showing your true guy's guy nature. I'll tell you right now. Other members of this station who may or may not be, like Phelps, I'll give the instance, a car guy, that makes him a little bit of a guy's guy. He's not out there with a brand new chainsaw chopping things down. He's paying someone to do that. Not a guy's guy move. You can do it yourself. You should do it yourself.
I mean, I'll let him borrow it if he wants. He can borrow the mini chainsaw if he wants.
Yeah, but only if you then, in a very like talk down to him way, explain how to use it. And chainsaws, especially, do you have an electric chainsaw?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they're the easiest thing to use in the world.
Couldn't have been easier.
Jim in Strongsville, welcome to the show, friend.
Okay, first off, if you're going to refer to it as a mini chainsaw, you're already not a man, okay? And secondly, it's an electric chainsaw, which makes you even less of a man. What are you, seriously, what are you, a 22-year-old girl?
Jim, sounds like you're dealing with some compensation issues there, Jim.
Hey, Jim. If you don't have to put oil and gasoline in it, you ever mixed gas before?
By the way, you do have to put oil in the electric chainsaw.
Yeah, I had to put oil on it.
Because they have like an oil that basically oils a chainsaw for you.
Yeah, I had to do that.
I'm just sorry. I'm not buying this manly man thing. This is no way. I mean, seriously, dude, you're like a yuppie version of a manly man. I can see you out there with your
He'll
full head.
He smiled. He lit up. Jim, you might have given him the best compliment ever because he really smiled at that.
I went from what the morning show perceived as nowhere close to anything manly
borderline
man to then being
feminine.
The yuppie version. I'll take that.
You called it a mini chainsaw. It's either a chainsaw or it's not a chainsaw. A mini chainsaw.
On that
really
note,
did?
By the way, as you got a little bit
the size of our chainsaw,
as you got a little bit into the gender specific side of things there, Jim, I'll say Amazon. They had I was searching for the mini chainsaws, and
this
one
is
of them
we're going to lose it. One of them,
not the one I bought, but one of them I bought said can be used by women. And I thought that was the most ridiculous out-of-pocket thing I'd ever heard.
It was actually written by Jim.
I was like, what in the 1985 happened?
I did want to set something straight, though, guys.
Yeah.
Do you know why you couldn't find anything on TMZ about Aaron Rodgers' wife? Because nobody cares, Jonathan. That's why you got to stop back me reading People magazine, too.
It was TMZ. Why is it I can find out what Shohei's interpreter is eating in prison? You think people care about that, Jim? But that's out there on
Apparently
TMZ.
More new than who Aaron Rodgers' wife is.
This is what TMZ exists for. They exist to find out who Aaron Rodgers' wife is, and they're failing at their job.
Listen, you're driving ratings with the Aaron Rodgers' wife talk. I can tell you that right now. I know I was locked in.
And Jim, thank you. Yeah, always positive. We appreciate you.
Jim's a ridiculous human.
That's a great point. Bov on Twitter saying, would a guy's guy let pizza go to waste? You know what? Spoken like a real guy's guy.
We're all letting pizza go to waste today.
No, we're not. No, I had pizza yesterday. So I've had pizza, and in fairness,
you have the same opportunity for this pizza as I have right now.
I'm a guy's guy with health issues, so I've been eating really, really well recently. So
that's the whole base of why I don't want to eat the pizza.
Yeah, but
to
you
begin
don't
with.
Have health issues. Totally different.
I had a couple of slices at lunch.
Yeah, look at that. Man's man. People are saying that Mac Robinson is more of a guy's guy.
Okay, now he just knows. And wind up doll all over again.
And Jonathan Peterlin
wants to get me agitated, and he knows I'm on one today.
I know. The guy that, in your words, lives in his mom's basement.
No, it's his mom's attic, okay?
Is perceived as more of a guy's guy than you are.
He's on the top four, not the bottom four. We established that yesterday.
I'll tell you right now, he'd have a real chainsaw, not a mini chainsaw.
Yeah, what is that?
Jim probably drives.
Mini chainsaws aren't... Oh, come on.
Jim probably drives a diesel truck. I'm just going to say. It's a specific type of man. And he actually works at home. 216-474-0092. Is JP more of a guy's guy today because he bought a mini chainsaw and darn it, he used it? And John Fanta takes a victory lap on the Guardians haters in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.